Hey, good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Kokomo Memorial Gymnasium, Kokomo, Indiana. That's 200 South Apperson Way. Let's talk with Media Director, Sir Dean Hockney. Hockney, you work tremendously.
We have fun here. You know, we had a girls game this afternoon. We played boys last night. And now we got a near full house with Tipton tonight. So it's a good time to be here at Memorial Gymnasium.
I tell you what, they count on you a lot. Tell us about how special this year is, this gymnasium.
Yeah, you know, especially the last 2 years, we just had a great time here. You know, we got Floyd Badunga, defending Gatorade Player of the Year for Indiana, and he's a Mr. Basketball leading candidate, I would say, right now. And, you know, it's a good time to be a Wildcat. You can see we've got about 4,000 people here in the gym. We take about 1,000 fans with us on the road, maybe more for some of the big games. You know, when you got a team that's ranked in the top 10 in the state, has been for the last 2 years, you know, it makes it fun to come and watch the Red and Blue play.
It says you have a marvelous coach, John Peckinpah. Just became a dad less than a year ago.
Yeah, you know, he and Haley, who is our girls coach, baby Jackson was born, you know, just a few months ago. And it's great to see him here. You know, Jackson's in the stands today, and we had him down here on the bench. So we love having John. He's a great coach. He knows his X's and O's, and he's taken us to the Final Four and the championship game the last 2 years. So we're blessed to have a coach like Coach Peckinpah.
So, you talk about Floyd Badunga. He was kicked out by about 12 schools. He chose Kansas. I kid you not, he chose Kansas. The college team is the same.
Hey, you're right about that. You know, we really didn't know where he was going to go. He said he's going to go where his heart led him. We prayed about it, and, you know, Kansas, Coach Self out there, that's where he chose to go. Great atmosphere. You know, he's a phenomenal player, gets better every single game, shooting over 81% this year. You know, people say it's all dunk, but it's not. If you watch, if you see his games evolve, he's got jump shots, you know, and some other things that he's put into it. So it's just fun to watch him play.
And Mr. Hockney, you've been here quite a few years. Talk about how fun it's been for you.
I'm a 1986 graduate of Kokomo High School. My dad was an educator here. So, you know, having the red in my, you know, my blood has been fun. You know, I've seen a lot of wins and a lot of losses here. And this is one of the most fun teams I've ever been around.
To walk up to a broadcast. I thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Thanks for coming to Memorial Gymnasium, and have a good day tonight.
All right. The team hockey, very good. Get him.
Good luck, coach.
You want to walk this direction. Just said hello and a good luck to both coaches working right there. They're talking amongst each other. We're going to walk away from the scorer's bench. We're going to make our way back up to our seats. As Dean said, about 4,000 here. Capacity here is 5,224. I tell you what, the changing contest took a little bit more. Didn't eke out the win in one overtime, but close to it. Hamilton Heights going to hit Richland Central. I find out Hamilton Heights captured the win. They are the winners of the Hoosier Conference girls variety this particular year. And maybe the coach might be here to watch Mr. Jackson Munn. So we're going to set this down for a minute. We'll reset. So back to basketball. We'll mention the pregame. It's 14:45. Clock rolling there. Basketball is going to happen. Here, game number two at Kokomo. Kokomo High School. This is off campus. Off the building. We're at Memorial Gymnasium. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. The first goal ahead and mention. Tonight's contest is based on boys basketball. It is a internet radio broadcast brought to you by SimplyInSports.com, supported by AudioSportsOnline.net, SASO, Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. And again, we welcome you to tonight's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. It's the 14 wins, 0 losses, Tipton Blue Devils going against the 13-3 at the Kokomo Wildcats. And it should be a good contest. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, we'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Except the Blue Devils, they have a gym capacity back home of 3,050. Their school enrollment is 454. And we'll mention their Class 2A, Sectional 39. They are rated. They're ranked at number one in Class 2A this week. We'll talk about that at halftime. We'll mention Gift and Blue Devils. They have seven in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Tifton High School. In their sectional, Tifton Blue Devils, they're 14-0. Eastern Comets, they're 10-5. Eastbrook Panthers, 4-9. Madison Grant Argyles, 3-9. Taylor Titans are 11-3. Elwood Panthers, 6-11. And the Blackford Bruins are 9-6. The principal at Tifton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. The athletic director is Mr. Corey Fernung. The middle school AD and the assistant AD at the high school is Alex Weddle. The athletic trainer at Tifton High School is Burke Emmers. Tifton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tifton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web at TiftonAthletic.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. There are 9 teams this year in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's stacked up like this. Tipton, the Blue Devils are 2-0 in the East. They're 14-0 losses on the season. Followed up by Hamilton Heights. They're 2-0. They're 7-7 on the season. Those two teams will get at it next Friday night. They'll play for all the marbles in the East Division, and that'll be at Hamilton Heights. And I will mention also, Western Panthers, they're 1-2 in the East. They're 4-10 overall. Followed up by Northwestern, they're 0-3 in the East. They're 6-5 overall. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, it's like this. We'll mention Twin Lakes. The Indians took over first place last night. They're now 2-0. They're 9-3 overall, followed up by Central Catholic. They're also 2-0, but they're only 8-3 overall. Followed up by West Lafayette, they're 1-1, 9-5 overall. Benton Central, they're 1-2, 8-8 overall. And Richland Central is 0-3, they're 5-8 overall. We'll remind you that Tifton Blue Devils are currently 14 wins, 0 losses on the season. They're 2-0 in the East of the Hoosier Conference. The Tifton Blue Devils' average, this is a 14-game average, 71.5 points offensively per game. They give up an average of 50.5. The head coach of the Tifton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 78 wins, 33 losses, working in year number 5 at Tifton High School. Overall, he's in his 43rd year varsity head basketball coach, 575 wins, 392 losses. And as mentioned, the next game on the agenda for Tifton will be next Friday, the 26th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Tifton Blue Devils will be at the Hamilton Heights Huskies. That'll be a conference game in the East Division. That'll wrap it up. Find out what happens then. We'll mention a little bit about the Kokomo Wildcats. Kokomo Wildcats, they have a gym capacity right here at Memorial Gymnasium of 5,224. We'll mention the architect of this facility is Mr. Elmer Dunlap. Elmer Dunlap created this fine facility. A lot of folks having a good time with his facility. We'll mention their Class 4A, sectional number 7. There are 6 in their sectional. In their sectional, we'll mention it's going to happen at Lafayette Jeff High School. We'll mention Kokomo, the Wildcats, are 13-3. We'll mention Kokomo got the win last night at versus Central as the home game. We'll mention Harrison, also in their sectional. They're 6-8. Lafayette Jeff, they're 11-3. McCutcheon, 2-11. Marion, the Giants, are 5-9. Logan Sports, they're 7-7. The principal at Kokomo High School is Angela Blessing. The athletic director is Nick Sales. The athletic secretary is Misty Newview. And we'll mention the athletic trainer. There are two, Lisa Tate and McKenna Mitchell. And the sports information director, he's a media guy, that's Dean Hopkins. Dean Hopkins, we spoke with him to begin this broadcast. If you didn't hear it, please go back tomorrow when it logs in and you can hear it for up to a year, maybe more. We'll mention Kokomo Wildcats. Kokomo High School. School was founded in 1872. Memorial Gym, it began October 20th, 1949. And it was built in memory of the men and women who served in World War II. Kokomo High School is located at 2501 South Berkeley Road, Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. You can dial them up on the telephone at 765-455-8040. You can reach them on the web at KokomoAthletics.com. They were the Cowboys, red and blue. They perform in the North Central Conference. There are nine in the North Central Conference. They stack up like this. Presently, Kokomo, the Wildcats are 5-0, the 13-3 overall. Richmond, the Red Devils are 3-0, 16-1 overall. Anderson Indians, they're 2-0, 10-3 overall, followed up by Harrison, they're 6-8. Lafayette Jeff, 11-3. Muncie Central, 5-9. McCutcheon, 2-11. Marion, 5-9. And Logan Sport, 7-7. Will mention, Kokomo Wildcats currently 13-3 on the season. They're 5-0 in the North Central Conference. In 16 ball games, Kokomo Wildcats average offensively 69.4. Pretty close to Gibson, 71.5. We may see a track meet here tonight. Well, mention defense, the Kokomo Wildcats give up 52.1. That's pretty close. The Blue Devils giving up 50.5. The head coach of the Kokomo Wildcats is Mr. John Peckinpah. John Peckinpah, he's a high school assistant AD. He's also the middle school athletic director. John Peckinpah, he's married to a gal we know back at Hamilton Heights. And yet, Haley Cook Peckinpah, I see David Cook over there, Amber Cook. They're sitting about three rows back from the bench area of Kokomo. So pretty crowded place right here, beginning to fill up even further. Probably about 4,200 folks here tonight. And you got to find a parking place. That's the big thing outside. Got to find a place to park your car. So we'll also mention John Peckinpah. 56 wins, 16 losses. Working in year number 3 at Kokomo. Overall, 78 wins, 40 losses. Working in year number 5. Next on the agenda for the Kokomo Wildcats will also be next Friday night, the 26th of January, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Lafayette Jeff Broncos will be right here with the Kokomo Wildcats. So 5:24 o'clock rolling down. We'll talk a little bit about each conference and what's happening this week. Hoosier Conference game week. This week, 13 games originally were slated for boys basketball. We'll mention Thursday, a couple of days ago, yesterday, January 18th, just one game. Benton Central, 65, McCutcheon, 52. We'll also mention last night, January 19th, we looked at it, there was going to be one game played because Frankfort and Benton Central was postponed. Western and McConaughey was postponed last night. Only game happened last night. Peru was at Central Catholic. It was a good one, evidently. Peru, 41. Central Catholic, 40. And then tonight, 6 games on the agenda. There were going to be 7. There are 6. 1:30 this afternoon, it was Mississinawa and Western. 7:30 contest tonight, Central Catholic at Lafayette Jeff. McConaughey is at Hamilton Heights. Northwestern is at Peru tonight. West Lafayette is at Twin Lakes. And the game here, Tipton Blue Devils here with the Kokomo Wildcats. We mentioned Kokomo Wildcats, their conference, North Central Conference. We'll talk about the North Central Conference. They also originally had 13 games slated this week. North Central Conference boys basketball game week. Two games, we'll say it was one game. First game was not played. Tuesday, the 16th of January, it was New Palestine at Richmond. New Palestine got the win, 64-59, handing Richmond their first loss of the season. We'll mention last night, just the night before, it was Thursday, January 18th, just one game, Benton Central was at McCutcheon. Benton Central 65, McCutcheon 52. Last night, Friday night, the 19th, three games happened. One game did not happen. We'll mention the three games that did happen. Anderson was at Harrison. It took overtime for Anderson to get the win over Harrison, 54-52. Last night, Lafayette Jeff traveled to Marion.
Lafayette just got the win, 78-72. And then the game last night involving Kokomo, it was right here. Muncie Central in Kokomo. Kokomo got the win, 62-39. Games happening tonight on the 20th of January. 5:30 starts. One of them a 5:30 start. That 5:30 start, North Central at Muncie Central tonight. That game is probably concluded. And we'll mention Anderson is at Tippecanoe Valley. Centerville is at Richmond. Central Catholic, the Knights are at Lafayette Jeff. Merrillville is at Harrison. And Tipton Blue Devils right here with the Kokomo Wildcats. A lot of folks interested in tonight's ballgame. The Blue Devils will be the busy team. They're going to wear the black uniforms. They got those blue numerals outlined in white. Let's go take a warm-up shot. Kokomo Wildcats wearing the white uniforms. Blue numerals. Wildcats across the chest in blue, outlined in red. Taking some shots right there at their leisure. Lori Badunga, elbow shot, right side. Lori Badunga, pretty much talked about guy in the nation, especially here in Kokomo. We'll also mention tonight's coverage of Blue Devil basketball in Tipton County sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. Again, that's TiptonCountyTribune.com for updates on games and results. Follow at Michelle, that's the at symbol, Michelle, two L's, underscore Garmon, G-A-R-M-O-N, on X, formerly known as Twitter. Again, that's at Michelle, underscore Garmon, on X, formerly known as Twitter. And the clock rolls in, 50 seconds on the pregame. And what media guy put together really nicely by Dean Hockey. He does this for Ed, what that guy is a valuable man. So 36 seconds left, a lot of people standing, getting ready for the national anthem. We'll do the same. And a good ball game in the works tonight. And then we'll talk about some coaches' polls. We'll talk about the top five in each of the four classes. And then, yes, Class 4A. Kokomo is at number 10 this week. Class 2A, Tipton Blue Devils are at number 1. So we're going to stand at attention for our national anthem. It'll be performed live right here by the Kokomo High School Band. Yeah. Let's set this in.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the choir's last we did, whose cross I can cry God to the fair of the sky o'er the ramparts we watched.
Up in the center circle by himself and then sing the national anthem with about 40-some hundred folks in attendance. Wow. So we're going to talk about the starting lineups here in a moment. We'll go ahead and mention the same. Starting tonight in the basketball game for the Tipton Blue Devils, the busy team, they'll start like this. Number 3, 6'6" inch junior, 17.9 points per game average. 7 rebounds per game and 9.1 assists per game. That's Brady Carpenter. Wearing number 5 for the Blue Devils, 6'2" inch junior, 5.7 points per game average, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1 inch senior, 22.4 points per game average, 4.2 rebounds per game, 3.9 assists. That's Nolan Swan, wearing number 12, 6'4" and senior, 7.3 points per game average, 5.2 rebounds per game, Ryan Tracy. And number 23 for the Blue Devils, 6', he's a senior, 13.2 points per game average, shoots 64% from two-point land, 13.2 points a game, that's Jackson Money. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now, the starting lineup for the Kokomo, Wildcats. Wildcats will start like this. Wearing number 1, 5'8" junior, 9.1 points per game average, that's Zion Bellamy. Wearing number 2, 5'8" senior, 4.4 points per game average, Reese Beard. Wearing number 4, 6'3" sophomore, 5.2 points per game average, Corbin Hamill. Wearing number 21 on the court today, 6'6" senior, 16.3 points per game average, Carson Rogers. He also boards at 8.3 per game. Will mention. Wearing number 40, final starter in the lineup for Coach Beckenpaul. He's 6'9". He's a senior, 17.6 points per game average, 12.8 rebounds per game, 3.4 assists per game. That's Flory Badunga. We'll mention he's from Africa. We'll mention he's a foreign exchange student, and he's doing well. His academics are off the charts. We'll mention the head coach for the Kokomo Wildcats, John Peckinpah. John Peckinpah, they captured a win last night versus Muncie Central. They're having two home games this weekend. It's got to be fun to have the home crowd involved. As mentioned, 5,224 available seats here at Memorial Gymnasium. And before we forget, we'll go ahead and mention tomorrow. Tomorrow, the IHSAA 49th Annual Girls Basketball State Tournament Perry Show. Perry Show tomorrow. That's on Sunday the 21st, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Two-hour program. The hosts will be Bob Level and Greg Braystraw. You can watch it. It will stream exclusively at IHSAATD.org. Again, that's IHSAATD.org. You can watch it on your computer. Or you can listen to radio simulcast on affiliates of the IHSAA Champions Network. And that would be 93.5 FM, 107.5 FM, 93.1 FM, 1520 AM, or 96.5, 106.3 FM, WSDK. So that's tomorrow, 49th Annual Girls Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show at 5 o'clock p.m. That's tomorrow, the 21st. I know we're talking about basketball, but I've got to mention football, I'll take that back to Super Bowl getting ready to happen around the corner. As we heard a nice anthem by a student here at Kokomo High School, I guess the national anthem for the Super Bowl, Reba McEntire. That ought to be good. We're going to knock him up there. Right there's the center circle. Flory Badunga will say, as Mr. Hockey corrected me, was Brady Carpenter. Getting ready for basketball, today is ecstatic. The 6'9", Badunga, 6'6", Carpenter. There's the whistle. Here comes the toss. It's a good toss. Tip to the backcourt, out of bounds. No, you're going to try to save it. He will save it. Saved by Kokomo from going out of bounds in the hands of Jackson Money. It'll be a block shot. Going up to the layup right there with Ryan Tracy. And a block shot by Badunga right off the bat. Almost pinned it against the backboard. To go down low to Badunga off the glass. In the paint, left side of the glass. Two-point bucket layup. Good for Flory Badunga. The 2-0 contest. 7:33 on the game clock. Across the timeline on the dribble is Grady Carpenter. Working against him is four. Corbin Hammer. Jump shot, free throw line, good, turns the bucket. Nolan Swan for two. 2-point bucket, a two ball game. Ball's in the front court, we're going to back around. Outside the arc, we're around Carson Rogers. Now back out, stop and move the basketball. Left side, is the basketball. Zion Bellamy, who scores it down outside the pace of Badunga. They'll pass it off down low, 21 Carson Rogers. Rogers is going to absorb the first foul of the ball game. They're going to bring the ball in from the baseline. Non-shooting foul can be brought in by Bellamy. Left of the bucket on the baseline, looking to get it in, gets it in to Rogers. Corner baseline, it pops it back out. Moves back around Reese Beer, down low to Badunga. Left-handed off the glass, shot with a go. Couldn't get his own rebound. Rebound picked up by Stan Quigley. To the front court, across the sideline, the pass. Outside the arc, three-point shot rims off Jackson Money. Tip to the back court, picked up there loosely by Nolan Swan. They'll have another opportunity in the front court. Nolan Swan goes dribble in. He'll work it to the corner. Ryan Tracy, three-point shot, rims off with a go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan off the glass. Two-point bucket. Blue Devils take a two-point advantage. Drop the sideline. Diane Bellamy outside the arc on the dribble. Corbin Hammond out top to work it down low in the paint. To Badunga to get the bucket. And then Badunga is going to get fouled in the process. They try the three-point play. They're going to whistle his foul on Nolan Swan. He'll take up a quick second foul here in the first quarter. 6:18 left. So nearly 2 minutes. The free throw line is Badunga. Badunga shooting 60%, 45 for 75. He's going to play next year collegiately at Kansas. Left-handed shot, rims off, would go. Rebound picked up by Sam Quigley in the backcourt. Now Jackson Money, he'll dribble it to the sideline. Working against him, picking up half-court is Zion Bellamy. Working left, right side behind Art Ryan Tracy, out top now, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter, stationary, he'll dribble back to him. Working against him is four, Corbin Hammer. He'll dribble between the legs. Want to go baseline. He'll be dribbled out of bounds. Grady Carpenter was looking for a touch out of bounds, but no touch happened. You're going to give it back to Kokomo. They'll bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline near the side court. Tossed in there. Carson Rogers crossing the timeline quickly is Reese Corbin Hamill. Corbin Hamill out top. Reese Beard. To move the basketball around. Corbin Hamill. Back out top. 21. Carson Rogers. So we're going to down low. In the paint. Going to have to get rid of it. Out to the corner to drive baseline. They try a pass there, and Grady Carpenter is going to intercept the baseline pass and toss it off of the leg. Let's bring one Carson Rogers, and that time it worked for Grady Carpenter. Going to be full court pressure. Going to be brought in by Sam Quigley, getting into Grady Carpenter. Starting his full court is Corbin Campbell. And Grady Carpenter working that dribbling routine, crossing the sideline with the basketball. They're working left side long. Three-point shot. Nolan Swan rims up. Way to go. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter takes it behind the arc. He goes off the corner. Stan Quigley. The move back around. Jackson Money. The jump of the paint. He'll go right-handed off the glass. Left-handed layup with the right hand is good for Jackson Money. Blue Devils by two. It's 6-4. To the front court with the basketball. Zion Bellamy. Working outside. Carson Rogers drives it in. He'll go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. Tried to get his own board. Picked up by Stan Quigley. We're getting to the point guard. It's off the timeline. Grady Carpenter down low off the glass. Two-point shot going to go for Quigley. Intimidation there for Badunga. For Badunga, I should say. They're going to whip the foul here at the elbow in the front court of Kokomo. And it's all blocking foul on Tipton. We're going to whistle this on Ryan Tracy. He has one. Team foul number three on the Blue Devils. And Kokomo yet to commit a foul here in the first quarter. Out top of the basketball, Carson Rogers. Move to the left point baseline. Reese Beard. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Bellamy rims off hard. Wouldn't go in. Stan Quigley out of Grady Carpenter. Let's try to cross the timeline. We're working left side. Go outside the arc. Stan Quigley, three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board with Grady Carpenter. They haven't been calling a lot of over the right here. Grady Carpenter going to get called for one. But in the whistle this foul on Grady Carpenter, he has one. Team foul. Number four, 4:24 left here in the first quarter. Blue Devils on the verge of letting Kokomo keep a high outside here in the quarter. Outside the arc, shot wouldn't go, left hand shot, Zion Bellamy. Rebound, tipped it to the front court. Stan Quigley on the front court dribble. Now Jackson Money out top near the center circle. Pass to the left side from the scores bench, right there in front of the Kokomo Wildcat bench. Freddy Carpenter, spin move, he'll take a shot inside the arc. Two-point shot wouldn't go, Florian Badunga. Tipped it back to Carson Rogers across the timeline. Zion Bellamy, they're working down low. Off the glass, two-point shot. Good. Boy, Badunga off the glass. He's a pure left. Six contest. Front court, Blue Devils. 3:38 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. They're working down inside. Noah Swan hit no baseline. Stick it back out. Came quick to the corner. Ryan Tracy, 3-4 shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board there is Badunga. Badunga comes up with it. Coach Beckenthal won the foul. No foul called. Ball carries out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tipton. They'll bring it in from the side court. We're bringing in to Grady Carpenter now. Ryan Tracy across the timeline. 6'4", senior. He's going to hand the ball off. Noah Swan. Guarding Swan there is Reese Beer, way deep to the front court. We'll pick up a screen from Tracy. We're going to left side around the arc. Right there, Jackson Money picked up there by Bellamy. They'll get to Grady Carpenter, guarded by Hamlin. They'll dribble in. He'll go reverse layup. Couldn't get the shot to go. Got it blocked. Back the other direction. Hamlin. Hamlin's going to finish off. Carson Rogers, left side off the top. But you couldn't. Kokomo takes a lead in the ball game. It's 8-6. 2:40 on the game clock. First quarter on the dribble outside the arc. Ryan Tracy will take a 3-point shot and get it. Morty Badunga right there. Didn't put a hand in the face. Ryan Tracy hit Ryan Tracy from 3-point range. He's always 1%. That is a down low. Slam dunk in the paint to Badunga. He was open. Might as well dunk. But with a 10-9 contest, Wildcats by one on the dribble in the front court. On the dribble, Jackson Money. Top of the circle and beat it back off to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Corbin Hamill. So we're going to left side from the corner. 3-point shot. Tracy wouldn't go. Fight for the board there. When Sam Quigley tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to Kokomo. Could be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline from the backcourt. In the ballgame, we're going to see first seven of the ballgame. That's going to be Landon Seidel. 21 for the Blue Devils. Taking a breather is Ryan Tracy. Number 12 when he tossed in. Backcourt by Carson Rogers. The dribble to the front court, Zion Bellion across the timeline at a trot pace, picking him up is Sam Quigley. The working left side behind the arc, picks up the dribble. To the corner, Hamlin. Down low just outside the paint. Corey Badunga trying to get a pass cross court. It's picked up right there by Grady Carpenter. I'll mention Jackson Money went baseline. I was watching Jackson there for a moment. Couldn't get the reverse layup. Ball comes down, picked up by the Blue Devils. Blue Devils ball goes out of bounds, last touch. Take it back, it's going to be Flory Badunga to pick up the foul. He's got one, team has one. 1:34 on the game clock, we're in the first quarter. We're at Kokomo Memorial Gymnasium, what a place to be. Going to drive the baseline, going to call him out of bounds. Not quite sure I saw the same thing. The official, he's got a license, and he's probably getting paid to do this call game. He should be. So once we turn game clock, across your timeline is Stan Bellamy. Let me say Stan Bellamy. My dad knows Stan Bellamy. So we're going to see the right corner. Hamill for three. 3-point shot is good. 3-point shot good from the left corner baseline. Corbin Hamill, 13-9. Kokomo by four. 1:03 on the game clock. Across your timeline, Noah Swan. Hesitation dribble. Ball is going to be set up by Kokomo. Johnny Miley's going to come up in. Carpenter. Stan Bellamy from number four, Corey Hill. So that's, they're right here. Couldn't we get it into Noah Swan? Noah Swan, turn around, jump it out, but he was off. Wendell, rebound, Carson Hutton. Kokomo, to the front court, Hamill. Working back around, Zion Bellamy. Up top, Carson Rogers. Carson Rogers drives the lane. And he was bound to determine to go to Rat and picking up the draw in the charge is number 11, Noah Swan. So Carson Rogers is going to pick up his first foul, team foul number two, here in the first quarter. Going to bring it up for the Blue Devils is going to be number five. And quickly, back in the ballgame is Ryan Tracy, number 12. Bringing it to the backcourt, Jackson Money. Back to Tracy. Full court pressure, loose pressure now. Carson Rogers is going to pick up Tracy. Front court. Working from the outside edge. 3-point shot good. And Grady Carpenter. For three, at the one-point ball game, Kokomo, team Tipton, 12, 24 seconds left in the front court, Hamill. Gets the ball back from Beard. Back to Beard, behind the arc, back to Hamill. 15 seconds left, behind the arc, Beard, outside Hamill, works at left side. 3-point shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. Got fought for, picked up. Reese Beard, outside the arc, Hamill, 3-point shot, wouldn't go, tipped out of bounds. And a save of last touch by Kokomo. And he's going to change the call. Don't believe he got help. Then he didn't need help. Him. He got the call right. going to be a timeout call. It's going to be a 30-second timeout call. So next thing is brought to you by Jim Dandy. Dandy Restaurant. Good food, good friends, good time. Dandy Restaurant, they thrive to please you each and every day. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-plus shot, at Jim Dandy Restaurant, put all of their guests first, out of which team is leading on the scoreboard. In Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, we're looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times. Not far away, but a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. A Jim Dandy Restaurant, then in Noblesville. Also going to be brought in through the bucket on the baseline. Kokomo. Corbin Hamill is going to trigger the inbound. 0.9 left. First quarter. Can he get it in? He's getting tall behind the arc. Beard. Three-point shot. Rims off. We go. Shot at the buzzer. Graydon Carpenter with a strong shot. Inside the other free throw lane. And go. We'll come to a complete first quarter at Kokomo. Kokomo Wildcats 13. The Blue Devils 12. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelry and Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. A field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers. They're in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers. They're at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-59720. And that's 765-759720. Hope Jewelers. They're open daily Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers. Downtown Tipton. Second one sales, we'll mention. Ultimate possession arrow, going to give it to Kokomo Wildcats. Wildcats are going to say they did not control the tip or went out of bounds. I guess that's going to be the story. Not quite sure about that. Going to give it to Kokomo. Person Rogers crossing in backcourt. Then we'll cross to the timeline. Top in the center circle. We're back around here. Hamill outside. Look at the right side of the basketball. In the ballgame, Adrian Young was number three. So we're going to download a floor for Badunga. Badunga couldn't get his first shot. Went back up with the wrist shot. Got the bucket. And Florey Badunga for a three-point play opportunity. Play the whistle out. Jackson Money going to pick up his first. First foul here in the second quarter. Either team. Florey Badunga. Toes it up. Left hand is free throw. No good. Got the two. Couldn't get the three-point play. Rebound Jackson Money. You bring it to the timeline. On the dribble. Ryan Tracy. Picking him up. Gets across past court line. Now it's over your field on the pass. Going to go the distance. Off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. That was Reese Beer. Rebound out of there. Jackson Money. For a steal and not a bucket. Blue Devils going to regather themselves in the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. To take a shot outside the paint. Shot would go. Rebound. Badunga. They'll move it to the timeline. They'll move it up ahead. Move it back around long. 3-4 shot. Rims off for Adavian Young. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. 15-12. Wildcats by three. As Ryan Tracy dribbles through the lane outside the arc left side. They get it to Grady. They float one in the paint. That a 12-footer. And it was a floater. It was a Martin Jackson F. And a Grady Carpenter for two. 15-14, Wildcats by one. They work it down low, outside the paint. Badunga, cross-court pass to get it back to Hamill. Three-point shot rims out, rims go, rebound. Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the dribble, cross the timeline. They'll move it right side, back to Quigley. To the corner, let's drive baseline. They go out to the corner. Ryan Tracy, three-point shot rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Carson Rogers of the Wildcats. Hamill to the front court, gets the ball back from Beard. Now back to Beard, now Hamill. They work it down low for Badunga. Tipped away and it's stolen by Nolan Swan. Swan in the front court. He's going to absorb a foul right there near the free throw line on his trip to the bucket. I believe he's going to pass. The foul's going to be whistled. Number two, Rick Beard, he has one. Foul number one. Both teams just won foul here in the second quarter. He brought in Ryder Bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter. Noah Swan has stepped in the front of the arc. He'll hit a two. Noah Swan, two-point shot is good. Swan shooting 55%. The two-point lane, 59 for 106. Working it in the paint. Floater over the rim. Good. That's Carson Rotten for two. The 17-16 contest. Kokomo by one. In the front court with the basketball. Ryan Tracy. Pass it back out top. Sam Quigg moves it left side. Grady Carpenter picked up there by Hammond. Screen by Jackson Money. He'll get the ball back. Sagan who provides the defense to Davian Young. Hit it off the glass. Going to go for Jackson Money. A low off the little baseline there. No one couldn't quite hold it. A touch by Kokomo. We get the portion shift there and help Florian Badunka back off the surface. That's a long way to climb back up off the surface. But nine pretty kind gentlemen. He's agreed to talk with us after the ball game. That'll be fun. Outside the arc, Sam Quigley. 3-point shot, good to go. Rebound, Reese Beard. Front court, Carson Rodgers. Crossed over in the paint. And a call blocking foul this time. Carson Rodgers tried to sidestep. Attempt of a blocking foul. The attempt of the charge. He's quickly trying to draw the charge there. That's out of the way, depending on which gym you were in. That might have been the call. Well, at the free throw line is going to be number 21, Carson Rogers. 6'6" senior. Good counter partner. Look at counter partner for Floyd Bazunga. They're talking about the continuous here. They're talking about the foul on the floor. That's it going to count. Basket, if it counts, that's an NBA continuance, without a doubt. And, I mean, he probably should get two shots at the foul shot. Let's take that back. Be out of bounds. They're going to count the bucket. So there is no replay here in high school. Officials talked it over, and they count the bucket. So Carson Rogers has two, and he couldn't get the three-point play. Jacksonman, read him. Left side across the timeline, Ryan Tracy. And Trace going to hand off. Nolan Swan picked up there by Reese Beard. Dribble in. Get back out. Jackson Money. Top of the circle. He'll take a 17-footer off the mark. When Joe rebounds, then Rodgers to Wildcats across the timeline. 5 minutes left. Quarter. 1960. Wildcats by three. Rodgers steal. A Jackson Money in the front court. Nearly tripped up. Working left side. 3 points shot in the air. Grady Carpenter. Shot when Joe rebound. A Davian Young. Davian Young will pass it to the front court. Reese Beard back to the Davian. Take a long 3-point shot. Like, there we go. Austin Rodgers going to go up to the rebound, and they're going to nail another foul on Noah Swan, and Noah Swan is going to pick up the first foul here in the second quarter, halfway through the second quarter. Jackson Lund is going to take a breather. Noah Swan going to take pretty much a mandatory breather right here. Coach Chris Hawkins going to set him down. He's got three. 4:34 left here in the second quarter. 1960 brought in from the baseline. Bring the ball back around. Bellamy in the call. Now, what, not sure what they're going to call here. I guess it might be a little bit about how the coach's block. Coach's block right there, I'm guessing. I don't know. If they're going to warn the Blue Devils. And then Coach Chris Hawkins knows all about coaching. So not quite sure what that call was, but they bring the ball back in as long as Kokomo. Out top, Zion Bellamy. On the left side, Hamill. They're working inside, Carson Rogers down low. Reese Beard going to get it. Rebound put back. It's there for Florian Bazunga. 21-16. Blue Devils going to take a timeout. Their ball in the front court. Timeout tipped. Full 60 seconds. Timeout. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Four Store. The Four Store, they're at the east edge of Tipton. You can stop by and look around their showroom. Maybe you can speak with them. You may also find shopping online isn't really necessary. Then excellence is required. The Four Store, they're just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealerships. They're located at 1003 Jefferson Street. And 28. Same road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carol and Swan will mention they'll lend you the hand when they can, but they'll also support your choices along with your decisions. They also stay close. The hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the floor store, 1003 Jefferson Street. You call them at 765-675-3230. East on 28, 765-675-3230. Ball's going to be brought in. Side court, back court, right by the Blue Devil bench. Brady Carpenter across with him, Ryan Tracy. Tracy across the timeline at a slow tribe pace. Hand off, out top now, it's Dan Quigley. Bringing in Sam is Zion Bellamy. Working on the dribble, goes corner with it. Ryan Tracy will bring it back out. Guarding Tracy is Flory Badunga. Tracy, 6'4", Badunga, 6'9", tipped away, picked up there by Kokomo, the half court line. Zion Bellamy goes to corner, reaches beer, back to Bellamy, back around Hamill. The move to the left side, Carson Rogers. He'll pop a three-point shot and rim out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter to the timeline, going to bring it across the timeline, working against him is Hamill. Back pedal dribble, and work the basketball, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in, they're going to paint, take a floater into paint, and roll around, wouldn't go. But Grady Carpenter is going to shoot two. Grady Carpenter going to the foul strike. Going to work it right there. Grady Carpenter. 67%. 42-63. He's got two shots here. First shot rims off long. Wouldn't go. That foul with him on Corbin Hamill. He has one. Two foul number two. Third foul. Three fouls here in the quarter. So tip. Second shot good for Grady Carpenter. Back into the two-shot foul. 21-17. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Bellamy. We're going to the right side behind our. We're going to back around. Carson Rogers. They're going to do the corner. Hamill. Back out top. Carson Rogers on the dribble. He'll work it down low. Tall pass. Gets it down low. DeFore Badunga. Two-point shot is good. 52 shots to get it in there. And a nice entry pass from Carson Rogers. 23-17. Kokomo by six. 2:53 on the game clock. Jack the money in the front court. Out top, three-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Rims off long, rebound, Carson Rogers. To the front court, Grace Beard. Outside the arc, they'll work it down low again. Tipped away and picked up there by Grady Carpenter on the steal. Front court, Sam Quigley to go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. He'll shoot two. We'll help him back up. He shoots two. The foul's going to be whistled on number four, Corbin Hamill. Hamill's going to pick up his second foul in the contest. Quigley, two shots. Quigley on the seat is shooting. The percentage is shot up and good. Quigley has one more. We're missing in the ball game for Tipton is number four, Gavin Hare. On the floor, Tracy, Hare, Quigley, Jackson money. Second shot, rims off long, rims go, fight for the board there. Picked up by Carson Rogers, also Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, Carson Rogers works it down, breathes beer, they'll work it down low. They'll get the boy, Badunga, and it's a slam dunk. As he ejects the rim once again. Roy Badunga will watch him at Kansas next year and maybe beyond. And we'll hope he can go NBA. It'll be a timeout called by the Blue Devils. 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Spritz and Fishers. SpritzandFishers.com. They have a Noblesville store. They have a Fisher store. They have quality cars, trucks, SUVs, preferred low mileage, and one owner automobiles. And Fishers, there you can find them at 8599 East 116th Street. 317-842-2228. They're in Noblesville. They're along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. 317-773-2232. SpritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-E. You brought in slightly the backcourt. Blue Devils. Toss it in. Came quickly across the sideline. Picked up there by Bellamy. We get it outside the arc. Grady Carpenter. Down low. Jackson Money. Turn around. Couldn't get the pass away, it's going to be stolen by Flory Badunga. They'll take it the other direction. Carson Rogers off the glass, and Badunga gets the assist. Carson Rogers gets the bucket. 27-18. Kokomo by 9. 149 on the game clock. Outside, Jackson Money, he'll dribble in. Turnaround jumper, elbow, good. Pretty shot. Jackson Money, they were 6 feet tall. He gets the most out of that frame. 135 on the game clock. 27-20. Kokomo by 7. Outside the arc, Carson Rogers moves it left side. We're now low to Badunga. Trying to be blocked out. Ryan Tracy doing a good job working with Badunga. We're going to back out top. Outside the arc, left-handed three-point shot rims off long for Bellamy. Picked up there on the long rebound. That was Beard. They'll get it down low. They'll get it back to Badunga. Badunga couldn't get the shot to go. A lot of folks here wanting a foul. And a no foul called. No foul committed. Back out top to get the rebound. Another three-point shot rims out long again for Zion Bellamy. They'll work it down low. Carson Rogers, turnaround jumper on the baseline. Kind of 12 foot. Nice looking shot from Rogers with two. 47 seconds left. Second quarter. Working the ball to the timeline. Sam Quigley, good dribbling exhibition. Working against him, Zion Bell. Back out top, Jackson Money. He wants to give it up. He'll give it to Grady. 35 seconds left. Double team on Grady. A pass out of it to Quigley. From the middle, he gives to Gavin Hare. Back to Jackson Money. It's going to be a steal. Carson Rogers can put one down. Contest. Same dunk for Rogers. They use their jumbo signs to let everybody know. Back the other direction, Grady Carson. A shot off the glass. They're not going to count it. Went off the glass. That was probably closer. Then should have been counted than what we saw earlier with Carson Rogers. So they're going to whistle this foul. It's whistled on 15. Barris Moore. Barris Moore, sophomore. Barris Moore comes over. Taylor High School. Basketball, the ball in. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Taking a breather there is number 5. Ian Quick brought in. Noah Swan is back in the ball game. He's got 3 fouls. He gets him to take a shot outside the arc. 3-4 shot when go. Rebound Carson Rogers. And wingspan for Rogers. The corner, they go baseline jumper near the buzzer and wouldn't go. That shot taken by Barris Moore. And we'll go to halftime. Halftime 4 here at Kokomo. Kokomo Wildcats 31. Dixon Blue Devils 20. Pretty good ball game in the works right here. Also making this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Cars West Auto Parts. Located at the 1110 Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. 6034. At the south edge of Cicero, right here at Cicero Town Plaza. There are team members of Carquest Auto Parts. Cicero, you can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Team Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21. Real estate agents, real estate brokers. Experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Update us on text message 317-134-086. And that number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. And you would rather relax and rely on real estate ladies. Experience and rely on us. Now, what do you still have? 321-513-4086. Also bringing you tonight's contest is Power. Sure. Power Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County since the year 2000. That started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. Become residential and corporate, say residential and commercial, septic tanks to grease trash. Servicing Hamilton County, surrounding counties, that's Power. Send a call. them at 317-339-9327. That number is 317-339-9327. Couch, Steffi, and Stewart. Also mentioned a little bit about the rankings this week. First, we'll talk about the coaches' poll. Talk about the coaches' poll. Boys basketball, top 18, listed in front of you, were tabulated on January 14th. Mentioned that all classes included. There are 15 mentioned here at 4A. There are one mentioned in class 3A, and two class 2A. Number one this week in the state of Indiana is Lawrence North Wildcats, 14-0. They're in sectional number 10. And number two, Fisher's Tigers, 13-0. Their number is sectional number 8. And number three is the Westfield Shamrocks. When this poll was taken, they were 10-0, sectional number 8. And number four this week in Noblesville, the Millers, 12-1. They're in sectional number 8. Sectional number 8 is loaded. That's going to happen at Carmel High School. Number 5 this week, Indianapolis Cathedral Irish, 10-1, their sectional number 10. Number 6, Indianapolis Piscataway Tigers, they're 10-3, also in sectional number 10. Number 7, Greenfield Central, the Cougars, 10-0, they're sectional number 9. At number 8 this week, it's Lake Central. Indians are 12-0, sectional number 1. At number 9 this week, the Kokomo Wildcats, now 13-3, and sectional number 7. That sectional will happen at the Ed Jeff High School. Number 10 this week, Richmond Red Devils, 16 wins, 0 losses, sectional number 9. Number 11, Ben Davis, the Giants. Ben Davis Giants, let's say what, their football team, minus an offensive coordinator, that's Mr. Caleb Small. Caleb Small, coaching job, he's going to be at Northwestern. He coached the Northwestern Tigers ball team, and I'm all for it. And Davis Giants, they're 9-3 in basketball, the sectional number 11. Number 12, it's Brownstown Central Braves. Braves are 12-4. Class 2A, sectional 46. Number 13 this week, Tip Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, they're 14-0 on the season. They're sectional 39. They're also in class 2A. Their sectional will happen at Tipton High School. And number 14 this week, South Bend Riley Wildcats. They're 14-3 on the season. They're sectional number 3. And number 15 is Penn. The Kingsmen are 8-3. They're sectional number 4. Number 16 is Darren Catholic. Catholic Golden Eagles, 12-4 on the season. Sectional 27, they're in class 3A. At number 17 is Evansville. And Bill Harrison, the Warriors, 11-2, they're in sectional 16. And at number 18, the Anderson Indians. Anderson Indians are 9-3. Sectional number 9. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company. High quality choice since away. We call Indiana Express Rentals, the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. 1708 South 8th Street. Yes, 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. That's 26-foot box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Go find Dirk. We'll be right there to escort you. Truck Rentals. The name can't be alone. Take any possible concerns away from any travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. indoor and outdoor storage. They have flex storage. You can protect your investments in safe boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. Call them 317-774-500. And that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go on the web at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia, Indiana. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. We'll also mention Class 4A, Top 5, tabulated on January 16th. For one, has switched up since 16. Fisher Tigers are at number one. Two is Lawrence North Wildcats. Number three, Westfield Shamrock. Number four, Noblesville Millers. Number five, Lake Central Indians. That number 10 is the Kokomo Wildcats. That's 3A this week. Will mention that number one, Danville Warriors, 13-1. Number two is Garrett Catholic, Golden Eagles. Number three is Tennessee Schools Patriots. Number four, Brabus Jesuit Braves and the Delta Eagles. Blue Devils handed the Delta Eagles in overtime loss. Will mention in Class 2A, Tipton Blue Devils by number one. Also in number one, the Hoosier Conference. And number two is Wapahani Rage. Number three, Fort Wayne Lures, there are the Knights. Number four, Brownstown Central Braves. Number five, Southwestern Rebels. Class 1 has just been top five. Number one, Evansville Christian Eagles. Two, Bar Reeve Vikings. The Christian Academy Warriors. Four, Orleans Bulldogs. Number five, Bay City. They are the Eels. So we're running the clock out here. We'll stop at 12.2. Put 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready for second half action. Blue Devils are going to have the basketball. Alternate possession era. Brought in. The money came quickly across the timeline. They move it left side on the dribble. Grady Carter back down low. Try to pounce pass on the baseline. Backdoor cut off the fingertips. Swan is going to belong to Kokomo. They're bringing in left of the bucket on the baseline. Justin Rogers. Toss it in. Hamill. Put it Hamill on the dribble. He's got to raise it to the sideline. He'll bounce it across to Zion Bellamy. Bellamy's deep in the front court. Down out top to Hamill. Back to Bellamy. He'll take a three-point shot. Rim off. Wouldn't go. That was a left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound in the hands. Ryan Tracy for the Blue Devils. Front court, Grady Carpenter. The whistle foul. Going to be a little bit of a reach in there. Corbin Hamill. Kind of an unnecessary foul. He didn't even have his hands up. But the ball was received by Grady Carpenter. It took off, and Hamill nowhere to go but fouling and volunteer. So Hamill's got three fouls in the ballgame, and so does one Swan for Tipton. That's the money. Picks up the basketball, tosses it back out top. Basketball to Carpenter. Back down low again, off the glass. This time, reverse layup wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan got swatted top of the head. No foul called to the front court now. Then Hamill now back out top center circle. Ian Bellamy. Zion Bellamy, a 5'8 junior. Took her back in, looking at the top of the circle. Left side, reach Beer, back to Bellamy. Send me back to Beer, behind the arc, right there in front of Coach Peckinpah. Back around, Carson Rogers. You're down low, Floyd Badunga. Outside shot, 3-point shot, ready to go for Hamill. The foul whistle during the rebound stage. Here, whistle this off the ball. It's going to be whistled on Carson Rogers. Carson Rogers going to pick up this second foul in the ball game. That's two here in the third quarter on Kokomo. 44, clock moving. Crossing the timeline to basketball, Nolan Swan. Good screen there by Trace. Sends off three. Close shot, right side, short off the mark for Grady Carpenter. Rebound, Reese Beard. Front court, Zion Bellamy. Right side, Hamill. Back to Bellamy. He'll take a three. Got it. Couple of steps behind the arc, right of center. Ian Bellamy finally hit the three. 34-20. Low by 14. Tracy in the front court. Works it to Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. Outside the arc. Long. 3-point shot. Grady Carpenter. Nothing but net. NBA range. Carpenter was locked and loaded when he got the ball. It's 4-23, 11-point advantage for Kokomo. And Bellamy tries to land, floats one over the rim, 5'8". Zion Bellamy landed the tree. Go back the other direction. Reverse layup wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Carson Rogers in the basketball. Left in the trap. Long shot. The bucket. 3-point shot for Kokomo. Ian Bellamy has two in a row. Back the other direction. The glass got it, wouldn't go. Brady Carpenter just outside the paint. Rebound. Corey Badunga. To the front court. Hamill. To Bellamy. Cross court pass. Reese Beard back to Bellamy. Down low. They're trying to get it to Badunga. Kicked away and stolen by Kiffin. Go back the other direction. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Jackson Money. Credit the assist for Ryan Tracy. 39-25. Back to a 14-point advantage for Kokomo. It'll be a recent foul in the front court. Blue Devils going to pick up the foul. It's going to be whistled on number 5, Sam Quigley. He has 2. Foul number 1 here in the third quarter. Bring the ball in. Bellamy. Hamill. Going to work it from the front court right here. He'll hand off. Ian Bellamy. Out top center circle. Look for some defense. He's going to work it left side. Hamill. Back to Bellamy. Out top. To the right side. Reese Beard. Back to Bellamy. Saw about another 3. Be a foul down low. Off the ball. They're going to whistle this on Tippett. They're going to whistle this ball on 12. Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy drawing the assignment to guard Glory Badunga. Glory Badunga. He tied that draw string. Ball's going to be brought in. Bellamy gets to the corner. Hamill. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Carson Rogers. Carson Rogers lost the handle. They get the ball back. It'll be a timeout call. Peckinpah and Rogers call him timeout at the very same time. They're saving the possession right there. You know, after what's going to be brought in for. The call is a timeout. And I will again mention, this game is in part being brought to you. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports. It's 2008. Happy to support education based. Or varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Baseball. Ball in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Ball in basketball in the winter. The Blue Devil basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. I understand the Lady Huskies have captured the win in the Hoosier Conference earlier this evening, defeating Redfield Air Central. Front court with the basketball. Back around Bellamy, going to try another 3, and got another one. Right there in front of Coach Peckinpah, Bellamy nails 3 out of his last 3 3-point shots. The 2-25, 15-point advantage. Kokomo, ball's in the front court. Brady Carpenter, side behind the arc. Jackson Money, guarding him is Bellamy. Stop, Quigley. Work it down low, and be tipped away by Badunga, and picked up, but went out of bounds by Bellamy. Front court, Reese Beer. Corner, Carson Rogers. Short pass, Hamill. Back out top and move back around to Reese Beard. The corner, Carson Rogers. Back to Reese Beard. Back to Rogers. He'll try a 3. Four shot rims out. Rebound, Tipton. Back to Money. Out left, D. Carpenter. Hello, reverse layup. Good go. Ryan Tracy. And Harry Badunga. Rocked the backboard with the ball on the cylinder. That's not a good thing to do, but they didn't call it. Working it down low in the paint. 2-point shot good for Carson Rogers. He'll work it to the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Up the basketball, he'll dribble in. Take a floater about 10 feet out. Wouldn't go. Corey Badunga got the ball stripped from him. Back to Money off the glass. They're off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound again. Tim Quigley. He'll take a floater in the paint. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Ryan Tracy. Blue Devils. He bounced steady outside the arc. 3-point shot rims around. Where to go? Brady Carpenter finally a rebound for Badunga. Ian Bellamy in the front court. Now back out top. Reese Beard. Kimball. Working down low in the paint. Justin Rogers is going to get 2 shots. Justin Rogers turned around, didn't realize the baseline was that open. Well, he probably could have scored. There's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be on the floor. I'm going to whistle this on Grady Carpenter. He has 2. Foul number 3 here in the quarter, 2:56 left. Two fouls thus far on Kokomo here in the third quarter. Bringing in to Badua. To Bellamy. Now left side. To Rogers. Now left around the perimeter. And Zion Bellamy might have got away with a set there on his initial set. He went down low. And they're going to look for a foul. They're going to look for the foul on Kokomo. During the rebound, it's going to be called on Carson Rogers. Pick up his third foul in the ball game. And from the backcourt. Across the timeline, Sam Quigley, left side of the gym floor. To bring back out for another get off center circle. Grady Carpenter, triple threat. He'll pass right side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Up a screen there from Tracy. Moving back around the perimeter. A little cross-court tip pass, Ryan Tracy, to go baseline. And they're going to call a traveling violation. They're going to say he didn't get the ball down quick enough. Ryan Tracy went on in and going to dunk it and got the rim. But a couple of dunks here after the whistle. One of this previous session by Carson Rogers after his foul. And as the officials let it go. In the day, he did not shoot after a whistle. He handed the ball back to the official. Playing NBA rules somewhat. Back around, Hamill. Side the arc on the dribble. It's Beard. They're back in, Carson Rogers. The right side behind the arc, Diane Bellamy. We're back inside of Badunga. They're working down low, off the glass. Two-point bucket good for Carson Rogers. Badunga with the assist. 156 left. 56-25. Quarter on the dribble, Sam Quigley. And Quigley trying to get grip on the floor of those shoes. Well, kind of testy. Top with the basketball, Grady Carpenter from the Devil Bench. Work it back in. He'll pass it down low, Nolan Swan. They're going to whistle a foul. The foul's going to be whistled from Corbin Hamble. Corbin Hamble in this three. Corbin Hamble, a 60 sophomore. Hamble shoots good from 2-point range. 59%, 20 for 29. So Hamble picks up his fourth foul in the contest. Stop. So Swan is driven in to take a shot. Got the bucket. They count the bucket. They're going to count this bucket. Another Swan. They're going to whistle this foul on Reese Beard. He has two. The Wildcats have 5 fouls in the quarter. Blue Devils have only three. 129 left. Blue Devils will shoot 2 shots on each common foul the rest of the quarter. Nolan Swan, 3-point play. Rims off, wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Put it back up and in. 4-point play after the rebound. Nolan Swan for 4. 26-29. See the front court of the basketball. Zion Bellamy outside the arc for Rogers. Looking around the perimeter. Bellamy back to Carson Rogers. Take one shot when he goes rebound, Ryan Tracy. He's going to dribble it to the sideline. He gets a Jackson Money up ahead to the corner. Tim Quigley, 3-point shot when he goes, got his own board. Back up, trying to hit the bounce pass, and it goes intercepted, going the other way. Beard back to Bellamy. He'll drill in, take a baseline jumper, when he jumps the puck. I see him, Quigley. Front court, all alone, Jackson Money alone. It's one pass from Grady Carpenter. As the assist Grady Carpenter with 9.1 assists per game average. 3 seconds left. Outside arc, moves the basketball. The whistle, foul. Whistle and assist in the air. That says no, a foul is being called. And whistle this foul on Ryan Tracy. He's got 3. We're going to see Brandon Spidell back in the ballgame. And Tracy going to take a breather. To be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline, Zion Bellamy. From the inbound, Nolan Swan. Gets it in, Carson Rogers. Back to Bellamy on the dribble. 5 seconds left, third quarter. Spear, you're working into Badunga. Going to be a holding foul, Badunga. And you just looked out there, you see the land is Spidell, 6'2". And his head comes up to the shoulder of Trey Badunga. And then they're going to go to the foul stripe. Fifth foul here in the quarter against the Blue Devils. That foul whistle on Landon Spidell. He has 1. Corey Badunga, 2 shots. First shot up, rims around, and falls down. Corey Badunga, he'll get 1 more. During this contest, he was shooting 60% the stripe. 45 for 75. Second shot up, got both of them here. 48-31. Brought in Jackson Money back to see him quickly across the timeline. 17 seconds left. The right side, Carson Rogers guarding Quiggin. The dribble's trying to get it back. He does. From Schwamm, being guarded there by Zion Bellamy. 7 seconds left. At the top of the circle, Bellamy hit a reach-in foul. Wasn't a whole lot. Probably enough to blow the whistle. So the whistle was foul on Bellamy. He's played pretty much the whole game. Finally picked up a foul here in the contest. So we're going to put Nolan Schwamm at the free throw line. Schwamm shooting 86% to strike. 8 for 44. First shot up, rims off short. The 8 for 45. We'll get one more. 5.1 seconds left. Third quarter. Kokomo by 17. Now by 16. On gets the back end of a two-shot foul. He rolls in. Bellamy. Pick it up. It's going to be a steal. It's going to be a steal. It's called a jump ball. How can that be a jump ball? The jump ball when Bellamy's laying on the back of Nolan Schwamm. Wow. Nolan Schwamm can't quite believe it either. Nolan Schwamm's basketball IQ is out of this world. He brought in by Carson Rogers. Kokomo basketball. Nolan Schwamm's going to try to guard the end there. Getting into Bellamy and he's in the front court long. 3-point shot for the buzzer. Shot wouldn't go. So three quarters are in the book. Score at the end of three. Kokomo Wildcats, 48. The Blue Devils, 2. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We'll miss you. Game is also, in part, brought to you by Mr. Muffin Train. Mr. Muffin Trains, if you're a kid at heart, or if your kid loves trains, he'd really be pleased if you took him to Mr. Muffin Trains, a trained model train, fully functioning, line availability for model train pieces in parts. I'll tell you what, you can find them. They got a new location right there on State Road 19. Here at 28801, suite number 30. You can remember back, they're in Atlanta, Indiana. Atlanta, Indiana used to have a Bargain Bob. It was Bob Morrison started that facility. It was a shoe store. And he sold it to Bob DeCamp. Bob DeCamp sold it after that. And right now, just suite 30, 28801. And Mr. Muffin's Train. Mr. Muffin's Train. Josh Tom. Inbound the basketball. Carpenter. Quarter possession. Possession. Tipton. Move. A jump shot. Free throw line. Shot would go. Rebound. Badunga. Badunga boards the basketball. Back to Bellamy. Across the timeline with a pass. Reese Beard. Carson Rogers. Outside the paint. Lost the handle. Picked back up by Badunga. And Flory flushes another one. Flory Badunga, when it's open, might as well dunk it. Good nine. Now, looking forward to looking at him watch him play at Kansas next year. It'd be nice if it was an Indiana school, but we'll watch him at Kansas. Colosseum at Kokomo. Maybe that's why he's going there. Outside, 3-point shot rims out. Nolan Schwamm. Guy in for the board there with Badunga. To the front court on the dribble. Bellamy to Reese Beard. Back to Bellamy. 7:08 left in the fourth quarter. 50-32. 18-point advantage for Kokomo. Going to be a foul in the front court. And a whistled in on 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell picks up his second foul in the contest. First foul here in the fourth quarter. Oh, tipped it. Turn in, Badunga. Side the arc, you're going to pop a 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Down. Jim Quigley. Across the timeline on the dribble now, Grady Carpenter. He'll work it down low. Get the shot off right there. It was Spidell. It's blocked by Badunga. The other direction. Off the glass. Layup for Reese Beard. 52-32. Court Nolan Schwamm. Bounce it down low. We're going to call a traveling violation. Official's going to call a travel there. Red court. And Noah Swan saying, I was making the pass. And as we said before, there is no video replays in high school basketball. 6:30 on the game clock. Half top of the basketball, moving back around. Texas hands briefly. Barris Moore down low, but Duga. Duga looking to get rid of it. Pass out of there from Barris Moore. Moore, I should say. Now back to Bruce Beard. Now back to Bellamy. Back to Bruce Beard. We'll work it down low to Paduga. He'll lean back and go off the glass for two. 54-32, 6:08 left here in the fourth quarter. The dribble, Nolan Swan. It's off right there, deep in the front court, center circle, Grady Carpenter. We're going to right there, the team Quiggy. Out top, Nolan Swan, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Paduga. Whistle a foul on the rebound, it's going to be whistled. Sam Quigley, number five. So Sam Quigley going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. Back in the game for Tipton is 12. And Tracy taking a breather for Tipton is Landon Spidell. He'll bring it in from the baseline, right of the bucket, Reese Beard into Zion Bellamy. Bellamy going to cross the timeline. Good try, pace. The ball back to Barris Moore. Back left side, they're bouncing in. Inside Arden, get a corner. Duga, cross-court skip pass. Barris Moore, three-point shot. Rims off, court off the rim. Turns back to Christian Rogers. He'll drive the baseline. He's going to pick up a foul. We'll hope he's okay. He's going to get a charging foul. He's going to pick up foul number four here in the ballgame. He'll have to draw the charge for some strong young man. Five, Sam Quigley. 21. Carson. Carson going to take a breather. That's Carson Rogers. In the ballgame, first time for Kokomo, number 11, Andrew Barker, the 5-inch junior. Andrew Barker in the game. Around the perimeter, skipping in the front court. Try baseline, we'll be back out, Jack the money. Noah Swan, try to get a three away. Didn't get the shot away, it was blocked. Reese Beard timed it well. Reese Beard, 5'8". Timed that basketball, that block really well. So he brought in Nolan Swan. Sit in. Pass. Quickly outside. The right side, Nolan Swan. And elbow right side, and we're on the dribble. Down low. And Carpenter got the bucket, and he'll shoot one. They're going to whisk the foul down low. Might be 40. Well, no, it's not going to be 40. It's going to be 11. Foul's going to be whistled on 11, Andrew Barker. Except his first foul in the contest. Andrew Barker averages 2.3 per game for Kokomo. Three-point play is good for Grady Carpenter. 54-35. Kokomo by 19. We're going to cross the timeline. Front court. Barris going to be stolen. Bounce pass stolen by Grady Carpenter. Still across the timeline, he's going to go baseline. He's going to drop down low to Ryan Tracy. He's going to whistle a foul during the pass. Well, it's going to be a pass right there. He's going to give the ball back to Tipton. They're going to whistle his foul. Second foul in a hurry, number 11, Andrew Barker. In a breather. Right there, Coach Peckinpah gets some instruction. His players are going to drill back around Nolan Swan. Got top Sam Quigley for three. Zoff wouldn't go. Fight for the board there. Picked up by Corey Badunga. So taking a breather right there. Come on, bench is Barris Moore. Back out top. Reese Beard. Well, time out here. Checking here. Making sure everybody's kosher. Bring the ball back in. Stand there. Andrew Bark in the front court on the dribble. Ian Bellamy back to Reese Beard. Dribble in free throw line. Back to Bellamy. Stepped there by Nolan Swan. He'll take a full shot. Team footer, way to go. For Zion Bellamy. Rebound to money. Outlet the other way. And Grady Carpenter. Take a long stride in the paint. Go off the glass. He'll get fouled. He'll shoot two. So we're going to whistle a foul on number 11, Andrew Barker. Barker has not played more than 2 minutes. Drew Barker has the third foul here in the ballgame. It'll be a full 60-second timeout to Kokomo. 54-35 Kokomo in front. 4:16 left here in the fourth quarter. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention AGM Auto. AGM Auto LLC, Jeff West of Arcadia. AGM Auto. Say what, AGM Auto? They're right there. You find it. Half a mile west of Arcadia. Okay. They're 6660 East 266 Street. AGM Auto. Now you can dial them up 317-984-5283. And their number is 317-984-5283. GM Auto. I'll help you. If you've got a car or a truck sitting around in an old barn and you've not seen for a while, you get it back out, take it to AGM Auto. They do plastic restoration. Plastic restoration AGM Auto. And they also do precision tuning. AGM Auto, they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Take some shots right here. It's going to be two shots awarded to Grady Carpenter. 4:16 left. Carpenter's first shot rims around. Wouldn't go. Grady's going to get some encouragement right there in the lane. Aston Money, Ryan Tracy, Sam Quiggin. Second shot for Carpenter. It's around and falls in. The back end of a two-shot foul. Team point advantage for Kokomo. 54-36. The sideline. Bounce pass to the front court. In Velmi. Corbin. Corbin Hamill back in the game. Pass is stolen. Court pass. Get down low and off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Grady Carpenter. Credit the assist. There, Nolan Swan. He averages 3.9 a game. 52 on the game clock. Bring it down low to Badunga. He'll pass off. Carson Rogers. The glass couldn't get it. Guys on board. Went back up and got the 2-point bucket. Now a steal in the backcourt. Bellamy picks up the steal. He's been doing that type of method. And right there, Kokomo gets their own steal. The block shot. Grady Carpenter. High elevation on the shot. Lori Badunga knocked it out of bounds anyway. Look at Darnell Hillman. It's in the Pacer ABA days. Hillman, they say he could make change at the top of the backboard. We're going to work it the inside off the backboard is good. Grady Carpenter for two. Lori Badunga could not get that block. So they're tied up 1-1 now. We're going back in the front court. Half down low. In the paint. 2-point shot on the jump. Lori Badunga. Right there. He's got four in the game. Dunk from the corner baseline. Good. Grady Carpenter right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. Three-point land. 43, 3 minutes left. After before the backcourt. Carson Rogers across the timeline. Bellamy re-speared. Back to Bellamy. He'll take a long three. Four shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Ryan Tracy. Still out. Rex Dan Quigley. Front court. Grady Carpenter. Score pass. For Swan. He goes dribble in. He goes to the corner with it. Tracy and a pop of three. For shot long off the mark, wouldn't go. So the rebound picked up by Bellamy. They go to the front court. Carson Rogers. Dribble in. Hey, he couldn't get the bucket. Got his own foot back. It's good. Carson Rogers. 2 points. Played in the contest with four fouls. Below off the glass. 2-point bucket in the paint. That was Jackson Money. Crazy assist. Ryan Tracy. 2:14 on the game clock. 62-45. Kokomo by 17. Front court Bellamy. Nearly lost his footing. Gathered. Now Carson Rogers outside the arc. Move back around. Rogers going to dribble in. Goes to the opposite corner. Baseline. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go for Zion Bellamy. Rebound. Nolan Swan. He'll bring it through the timeline. The dribble's going to be tipped away and stolen. Bellamy. He's going to go the distance. Left-handed layup is good. Zion Bellamy for two. 64-45. Kokomo by 19 to the corner. Baseline drive to bring it back out. Grady Carpenter with the basketball. Double team. Hamill. Guard him. Going to go baseline. Turn around. Looking to get rid of it. And going to be stolen on a long chest pass. Captain Lake stolen by Bellamy. They get it up ahead to Beard. Beard off the backboard. 2-point bucket for Reese Beard. 1:18 on the game clock. Brought in from the backcourt. Ryan Tracy crossing the timeline. In the front court. A stop to pick up his dribble. To work it in. Lori Badunga trying to come up with a steal, and he will. No-look pass by Badunga. Under the bucket off the glass. Corbin Campbell for two. Badunga with the assist. To the front court of the basketball. Ryan Tracy on the dribble. From the Blue Devil bench. He'll hand off. Grady Carpenter. Long three-point shot for Carpenter. Rattled around and went in. Grady Carpenter living good. 32 seconds left. 68-48. Kokomo front. Across the timeline. Score pass. Order back in. Rodgers off the glass. 2-point bucket. 70-48. 28 seconds left. Devils in the front court. Grady Carpenter to the corner. Ryan Tracy. Point shot is good. 70-51. 18 seconds left. Brought in backcourt. Carson Rodgers. Campbell going to cross the timeline on the dribble. 11 seconds left. Going to give the ball to Florey Badunga. He's going to hold the basketball. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Badunga want to take a long shot. Says a nice thing to no one's won, and they both smile. So the final score here tonight, Tipton in Kokomo. Kokomo gets the win, 70-51. And both these teams very familiar with one another. Sure, it'll be at Tipton once again. Again, we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention team on the agenda for Kokomo will be next Friday. It'll be the Lafayette. Yes. Broncos will be here with the Kokomo Wildcats. Next Friday, Tipton Blue Devils will travel to Hamilton Heights to battle with the Huskies. It'll be the final game in the East Division. So two teams. The winner will win the division. That's next Friday, the 26th at Hamilton Heights. 6 o'clock day, 7:30 varsity. We thank you for tuning in. Now, we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. It's the fire burning. Okay, right now we're going to talk to Boyd Badunga. Boyd Badunga. I said, well, you had another good game.
Sure. Yeah, that was exciting. You know, the crowd right here, there are people, and then, you know, we just came out, play. It's a good way, and then we won the game.
The fun time you had a supporting cast. Carson Rodgers is your best friend.
For sure. Yeah, pretty much sure. Carson been improving all of the time, you know. He's been showing off sometimes when I'm laying down, Carson been stepping up, and then they do the same sometimes. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
We understand you're going to play at Kansas next year. Up there in the balcony where I was working from, an older lady had a Kansas shirt on. She wanted me to let you know that.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I really like how people been showing love, if I can say, about me, about buying shirt for Kansas and supporting me to next year.
It's good to see you. I mean, I'd wait forever for you. But I saw you out there signing autographs for the youngsters, taking photographs for the youngsters. You're a very top-notch guy.
You know, I just have to try to be like the best version of myself. You know, those kids talk to me, so I gotta show them a good way. So I have to do it. Yeah.
I want State of Indiana is gonna be watching you at Kansas. God bless you.
Sure. Thank you, sir.